This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheepin's with us. Rich, have you noticed that Vladimir Putin's face has gotten really puffy? It might be described as a moon, M-O-O-N, face, something that is the result of, or could be the result of, taking prednisone or other steroids. When one has an illness that has lots of inflammation, to reduce inflammation, one of the results can be a moon face. Sure looks like he has one.
Well, it could be. It could be just, you know, age, diet, stress. It could also be, look, I have given technology on this program where the powers that be can literally change people's expressions on live TV. They have the technology to do that. So I take everything with a grain of salt. Like I said, when the powers that be say the sky is blue, they lose me at the word "the." I want proof. I've seen so much fake fear and corruption, and I don't believe anything, and I definitely won't jump to any conclusions.
Here's why I mentioned that, because I was on prednisone, and I know how aggressive it can make someone. And when I was being attacked by the corrupt state of Missouri for unpaid sales tax, which I never owed in the first place, over $100,000 in unpaid sales tax, it was all fabricated, I went after them with a vengeance. And at the same time, I happened to be on prednisone. So it worked really well. It was a great boost in my aggressiveness to stop the state of Missouri from pursuing and trying to steal our farm. Ultimately, they sent me an apology twice. But what I'm saying is, I'm wondering if Vladimir Putin is on prednisone or something like that for an illness, and it's making him really aggressive, quick at the trigger, short fuse, and all that. But that was just one thought that I had. Back to you.
Possible, but it's just a possibility. There's so many. Look, we are not getting the truth. That's why I mentioned those articles earlier in the broadcast from Russia. There's a lot of ambiguities. There's a lot of fake news. Zelensky got caught with tons of misinformation and lies already. It's propaganda. One thing that I've proved. I've proved a lot of things on this program. But one thing I've proved, and I've connected the dots with thousands of examples, is that the powers that be, whether it be from the Pentagon, from the White House, from the mainstream media, from any politician, it's 99% propaganda, fraud, hoaxes, promoting hoaxes to create divide and conquer strategies mostly, false flags, and providing reasons why we need to do something because something has been fear created, even killing other people, or lies. And the number one subset under lies is gaslighting. And it's very obvious. There's no authenticity left to any of these organizations, institutions, or agencies. Zero. Okay, next. Study finds preventive use of ivermectin reduces COVID deaths by 90%. That's 90, folks. Triple vaccinated deaths skyrocketed 495% in January. 80% of all new COVID cases are fully jabbed. Next, rigged. University of Pennsylvania, which runs Biden's FactCheck.org, has contract with BioNTech, and gets paid for vaccine sales. You can't make this stuff up. Next, COVID vaccines found to increase risk of myocarditis in children by over, are you ready? 13,000%. And you got to remember, like with VAERS data, they're only reporting like 1% of true adverse events. So what does California and Joe Biden do? Well, California is looking to create a bill seeking to punish doctors for promoting COVID misinformation, a.k.a. truth. And Joe Biden wants to declare those who question the official government COVID narrative to be terrorists. So now there's a war on the American people for telling the truth. Look, I've mentioned this before, folks, very quickly. There's three discussions, three litmus tests for truth radio, for radio who cares about the little guy and the American people and patriots around the world. And that is broadcasts who stick up for the little people, who inform the little people. There's three discussions that is the litmus test for authentic radio. If any broadcast that you listen to does not discuss these three things, you need to eliminate that from your bookmark, okay? And that is bioweapon. How come the powers that be have never mentioned early treatment like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, things like that? In fact, they've demonized it. How come they don't talk about vitamin D, zinc, exercise, weight loss, vitamin C, B-complex? Why? Why? Pfizer, all these large amount of deaths that's been put underneath the rug. Even Dr. Peter McCullough says this. Remember all the people in Congress and NFL got caught taking ivermectin. Remember Aaron Rodgers says that the NFL teams were giving hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to their players, but the powers that be didn't want that to get out, and they didn't want high-profile athletes dying on the field like what happens in soccer games or what they call football around the world. The second thing is election fraud. If you are listening to a broadcast that doesn't regularly discuss election fraud, they're fake. They're phony. They have no standing and they have no courage. And this third thing is the biggest fraud. Well, they're all big frauds. And that is climate change. It's a tool for control, for consolidating power, money, and control. Climate change for thousands and millions of years is based on solar activity and polar shifts. Remember Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth, the BS? Remember the East Coast is going to be flooded, all the glaciers. I live close to Glacier National Park here in northwest Montana, very close. They took all the signs off, which was out there for years. All the glaciers would be done by 2018 or whatever. They took the signs out. No accountability. All these hundreds of examples that we mentioned by the powers that be selling the narrative. Oh, Florida is going to be underwater, so Pelosi builds on the shoreline or buys a house on the shoreline. Same with Obama on the shoreline in, I believe, Massachusetts. It doesn't matter. All they do is sell narratives. If you're listening to any broadcast that doesn't discuss the bioweapon and election fraud and climate change, you are listening to propaganda. Okay, I got to move on here. I wish I had more time, folks. I apologize. Next, Justice Gableman reveals massive voter fraud in Wisconsin nursing homes. 100% turnout in Zuckerberg-funded Wisconsin. But is Zuckerberg arrested? No. Have they decertified the election? No. Why is that? Because it's corrupt to the bone. Next, Dr. Shiva, great guy, releases scientific study results revealing Maricopa County counted 200,000 ballots with mismatched signatures. This whole thing should be null and void. Next, special counsel finds Mark Zuckerberg $300 million election gift violated Wisconsin bribery laws. What's happening? Nothing. Next, Wisconsin special election implicates Obama campaign. campaign manager David Plouffe and Eric's David Becker. Eric is that acronym I mentioned that earlier. In the Wisconsin election, fraud, people, fraud. Next, Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturns state judge's order, upholds Act 77, and reinstates voting by mail. You are being played, Pennsylvania. Next, Missouri Republicans, Vince, are now pushing new election rules that authorize drop boxes and allow for 6 weeks of early voting. You're being played. And I got to mention something very important here. Go to frankspeech.com. Speech is spelled with double E. Frankspeech.com. And this is Mike Lindell's website. You need everybody listening. You need to tell this to everybody in the country. There's an icon, when you scroll down just a little bit on his homepage, it says, help get rid of voting machines. You need to click there and sign the petition, please. It's very important that you do this. Okay, now I'm going to go into just regular news because of time. And, holy cow. Look, nothing's legitimate anymore, folks. Remember reading about last week the prosecutors leading the Manhattan DA probes into Trump's situation? They all resigned over serious doubts. In other words, it's not just finding something. It's basically they'll make it up. If something doesn't stick, that's when they leave. Now, one last thing about election fraud. Colorado hero Tina Peters, she is one brave woman. Okay, for those of you in Colorado, you have a hero among you. Tina Peters released a report claiming Dominion voting machines used in the 2020 election were illegally certified and illegally configured. Tina Peters is a Gold Star mom who lost her son to fight for this country. So those of you in Colorado, you owe this hero an ear. You should listen to her and see her evidence. And, you know, speaking of dark money, there's an effort right now to disbar 100 Trump election lawyers. See, nothing's done legitimately. Everything is fake. It's phony. It's corrupt. That's why official authorities and experts are gone. You got to look at who's bought and paid for, who's blackmailed, who's threatened, and which patriot is willing to stand for the rule of law. Okay, next. Justice Clarence Thomas asks the Supreme Court to reevaluate big tech's immunity under Section 230. Now, we might have Alito join in, but most of these justices look like they're bought and paid for. They care more about their self-preservation than they do their own country. Justice Clarence Thomas is the hero of the Supreme Court. Next, Soros-linked abolish ICE groups behind Dem agenda to stop tracking illegal aliens. So all these illegal unvetted aliens, whether it be, it doesn't matter what crime they've done, how much drugs they sell, violent, doesn't matter. Now they are going to stop tracking them, but they want to track you. Next, report, U.S. immigrant population hits record 46.6 million. And this is what they're admitting to, folks. From what I'm hearing, we've had, since Biden came in office, probably between 7 and 10 million illegal unvetted immigrants coming over our border. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, something that you probably don't know about. But during the first segment, you were talking about the lies, the false flags, the misinformation, the disinformation. I'm paraphrasing. During the first segment of this hour, the second that you started saying that these people are lying, selling us out, etc., I was knocked off the air for about 5 minutes. I just want to let you know that happened exactly at the time you started outing these liars, cheats, thieves, sellouts, etc. One other thing. I was able to reconnect. But one other thing. Nickel, the element, the metal. A few days ago, it was $20,000 a ton. It skyrocketed to about $110,000 a ton. This is real serious stuff. Nickel's used in a lot of our high-technology products. Of course, the Chinese make them for the world, but I just wanted to mention that. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And it doesn't surprise me. You know, this has happened to both of us in the past, and I think it happens to you a little easier for some reason. That's why I'm not online during the broadcast, because they have taken me offline before when I've used the Internet while being on the broadcast live. But, you know, people need to realize this is all these institutions, these organizations, these agencies, these NGOs. Look, I don't just mention this. I mention them by name in published articles in the public domains and give specific examples. Nobody's doing their job. Nobody is doing their job in big corporations, in government. No one's doing their job. This is why I've given so many lectures on the delegitimization of work, on certain people feeling entitled to play the victim group status card, demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, basically eliminating rights and protection from the people who were targeted and enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies and governments in the world, especially here, while giving them liability immunity, while they give us back wealth inequality. In other words, they are, through the PSYOPs, they're making people think that equality, fairness, tolerance, inclusiveness, and all these BS politically correct buzzwords hijacked by definition, in other words, the group hyphen and pronoun, is more important than being an American. And what it does, it gives free lunch to the corrupt elites, eliminates the rule of law with precedence, and gives us back even more divide and conquer strategies. I've connected all these dots many, many gazillions of times. All these objectives, climate change, COVID, the transfer of wealth, the reset, financial enslavement, the quote-unquote vaccine, social credit scores, tyrannical takeover, tracking, tracing, censorship, surveillance, assigned sustainability scores, ESG, EDI, Green New Deal, carbon footprints, delegitimizing work with MMT and UBI, centralized some type of currency by the elites, all by run by non-elected people. This is all by design. We have proven this over and over and over again. Okay, let me go back to some more information here, Vince, real quick. Next article. This is kind of like just, I'm going to mention, I deleted a bunch over the break. I'm just going to mention a dozen here or so, and then we can talk about whatever you want. But L.A. transgender woman caught bragging about escaping prison time for molesting a 10-year-old girl. Do you remember, Vince, I was talking to a big personality in the media a couple months ago. I'm shooting from the hip here. And he mentioned to me that the U.S. is so corrupt, there's no rule of law, there's no restitution, there's done nothing, but you could literally rape a little girl on the White House lawn and nothing will happen to you if you come from the right group. That's where America is right now. Next, L.A. is spending up to $837,000 per unit to hide the homeless. To house the homeless. Pardon me. I mean, this is money laundering 101. This is basically, you get all this money from the taxpayers and you get to allocate it however you want. It's just like a hammer being, costing $25,000 by the government. Next, Seattle cancels bicycle helmet law because it's racist. I know you think I'm making this stuff up, but I'm not. U.S. Rep. Swalwell suggests kicking Russians out of universities, but ignores Chinese in U.S. universities stealing U.S. knowledge. Never mind the fact that they're exempt from the jab and liability, 8 million Chinese exchange students here on our soil. This is the guy who slept with a Chinese spy. You can't even make it up, folks. That's how sad things are. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Violence, destruction, and indiscriminate killing of civilians by Russian soldiers against its Ukrainian neighbor has entered its 13th day. Ukraine President Zelensky continues to defy Russian aggression and holds firm in the capital of Kyiv.
Here is Kyiv in the evening. I stay here in Kyiv at Bankova Street. I don't hide and I'm not afraid of anyone. I will stay here as long as it's necessary to win in our patriotic war.
President Biden has come under growing pressure from Congress and Ukraine to sanction Russia's oil industry. He's hesitated due to concerns about rising energy prices in America. Now, President Biden will announce Tuesday that the United States will ban all imports of Russian oil, natural gas, and coal in response to Russia's deadly aggression.
I want us to send our love and hope to our brothers and sisters in Ukraine.
Dolly Parton at the CMA Awards last night in Las Vegas. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the last 30 days, gasoline has jumped in price faster than it has ever jumped higher before at 57 cents. As Russia continues its war across Ukraine, the Biden administration continues to put $75 million a day into Russia's pocket in the form of oil purchases. Republican Representative Greg Murphy from North Carolina on Newsmax is outraged.
You know, several things. This administration has been reactionary rather than preemptive during this entire process. We actually had a briefing about actually 5 weeks ago to talk about the crisis before it happens. And Secretary Blinken said, well, we'll do this if this happens, we'll do this if this happens. And the Republican monologue at that time is, why don't we do it before to help prevent some of these things? But what we're seeing, we really began this crisis the first day of Biden's presidency when he went over and cut out American independence of oil production. He shut down our pipeline. He stopped so much of our drilling on federal lands. And he, in essence, has enabled Vladimir Putin to do what he is doing today. He fed a war machine to the tune of, you know, $75 million. And then with what happened in Afghanistan, you know, that further emboldened Putin turned to his generals and said, look at how weak America is. Pull that invasion plan off the shelf and let's get going.
Queen Elizabeth II held an audience with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday in her first-person engagement since recovering from COVID-19. In all, the Queen has visited Canada more than 20 times over the years. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, just put an exclamation point on what you heard in the news. Gasoline has increased 15%, the cost of gasoline to you has increased 15% in the last week. It's increased 21% in the last month, and it has increased 59% in the last 3 months. Crude oil has increased 59% in the last 3 months. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. All right, folks, I'm going to mention a few more articles here. We have less than half an hour left in the broadcast. So next article, Wyoming Senate passes amendment to defund University of Wyoming's gender and women's studies program. Now, just take, for example, Liz Cheney. Do you think she earned her job? No. She got her job because of her daddy or her family money.
She's in the protectionist group status. She's just like the Cuomo brothers, Chris Wallace, Anderson Cooper, Micah Brzezinski, those names that you hear me say once in a while. These are all people who were born on third base. Hunter Biden, I mean, he was born 2 feet from third base, so if he got drunk or high, he literally falls on home plate with his face. People who didn't earn their jobs, didn't earn their money. That's what is happening. And then they're using people, the elite, are saying, well, you're entitled to play the victim group status card, so we're going to have you lower the demand to lower the bars, the standards and expectations for a job. And that's what delegitimizes work. That's what insults those groups, degrades them, disrespects them. Because when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, they're really insulting your work ethic, your ability, and your intelligence. And you destroy America through rewarding mediocrity. And then knowledge and opportunity, productivity, innovation for all of us goes out the window. Next article. Babies could be killed 28 days after birth under proposed Maryland law. Whose state is Maryland again? We all know. Next, Jordan Peterson. The reason why I put this in here, Jordan Peterson from Canada. I was told to take my money out of Canadian banks, unquote, quickly. I've read this similar context for every Western country. Just FYI. Next. Trudeau's tyrannical government now cutting off loans to farmers, ensuring food shortages throughout country for the foreseeable future. Look, this collapse is by design, methodically planned for a very long time. It's coming from every angle. We've talked about this for years and given proof of that. Next, professor calls parents. Hey, all you parents out there, quote, you're ignorant racists for opposing critical race theory. Yep. Even, see, it doesn't matter what group you're from. It doesn't matter what your hyphen is. It doesn't matter what your pronoun is. I've been proving this to you for years. It's not equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness. It's about consolidating power, money, and control while taking your freedoms, your liberty, your rule of law, your due process, your everything from you. Next, angry leftist on The View openly makes the case to abolish the U.S. Constitution, calls it a trash document. You see, if you get rid of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the elite are going to control everything, including your thoughts. Remember, we talked about this with the clot shot, Dr. Zelenko, remember? And we've given many, many articles about this over the months. St. Louis Mayor Tashara Jones parties down maskless as the rest of the city remains under her mask mandate. Look, it's the aristocracy controlling the serfs, not the left-right paradigm that the useful idiots through psyops think it really is. If we had practice what you preach laws, none of this would happen. Next, high school assistant principal in Michigan is able to return to work while awaiting trial for first-degree child sex assault. This is on the Gateway Pundit. I mention it because I know some of you think I'm making this stuff up. And we have January 6 people who are just trying to stick up for the rule of law in solitary confinement for well over a year, with certain people being killed and suicided. It's disgusting. Next, after arming the Taliban terrorists with $80 billion in U.S. arms, Biden regime lifts bans on 112 top officials from Iranian terrorist list regime. And I thought I'd end this last article with something a little light. And, Vince, I know you like to talk about this stuff besides cars. But air particle emissions from, and this is on naturalnews.com, air particle emissions from wood-burning stoves do not cause as much pollution as previously claimed. No, it's the private jets. That's what it is. Look, all this, we've talked about this a gazillion times. All this climate change, it's mostly solar activity and polar shifts. It's just an excuse to, again, consolidate power, money, control, and take away every way of life, everything that's productive to reduce population. And it's very scary because when you look at population growth, every time you look at prosperity in America over the decades, it was directly proportional to innovations in energy. So what happens when energy gets depleted? The opposite. Vince, look, it doesn't do my heart good mentioning this, but if we don't mention the fact that the standards are so low and the expectations are so low and no one's doing their job, and the people who are put in the high positions of influence didn't even earn their job, whether it be because of some group they're in or the nepotism connection. But basically, when you delegitimize work, Vince, you eliminate value. And we're seeing value, confidence, trust being dismantled left and right. Your comments, Vince.
Well, you mentioned wood stoves. We heat our home and our domestic hot water with wood, same as you. We have an outdoor wood furnace. You have an indoor wood stove. But we both use wood. And, it pollutes. There's no question about it. You can smell the smoke. However, it's nothing compared to the microscopic particles that are released from jet engines that stay airborne and stay afloat for months and months and months. These particles are much heavier and they fall down to the ground. And by the way, the particles that are so heavy that they don't go airborne, that would be the wood ashes. And we have a pile of wood ashes, and what do we do with them? We spread them on the ground, not to just equally distribute them, but we add nutrition, fertility to the soil by spreading the wood ashes. And buckets and buckets and buckets. I would say front end loader buckets, maybe 5 or 6 buckets go into our garden every year to add to the fertility of the soil. And it works great. So I do have a comment also about what the EPA has done with wood stoves. Previous administrations like the Obama regime, the EPA there said they banned traditional wood stoves because they felt they polluted too much. So what the wood stove manufacturers did was they added an air pump. So they pump massive amounts of air into the firebox. And what that does is it increases the temperature at which the wood burns. So you have a more complete burn. But what happens is you waste heat going up the chimney because the flue temperature of the chimney is so much higher. So the net result is you don't have as much ash. But what you do have is more wasted heat to heat the planet. Kind of ridiculous, right? So instead of doing that, what we do is we take the unburned wood, which is ash, and we spread it in the garden. We don't throw it away. It becomes a supplement to the garden. So what the EPA has done so many times is just ridiculous, just bad alleged science. Now back to airplanes. I really think that most airplane travel should be stopped. Most. Because people don't need to go from Springfield, Missouri to Mexico to sit on a beach and read a book. Or they don't need to go to Florida from Maine to go to spring break. They don't need to do that. Nobody needs to go to Disney. Nobody. So what we're doing is we're boring holes in the atmosphere. We're consuming, burning up the oxygen for fun. It's ridiculous. What we need to do is reduce, reuse, and recycle. More efficient engines in you mentioned automobiles. So the EPA said the automobile is producing too much pollution. So what they do, they added on devices to reduce pollution, and at the same time they reduced fuel economy. So if instead they the government gave the automobile manufacturers more time and said, look, build a new engine, build a much more efficient engine, and one that pollutes less, one that gives more miles per gallon, one that reduces the consumption of fossil fuels. Wouldn't that be nice? They could have done that, but they did not do that. Instead, they put on add-on devices that consume energy and reduce pollution. We could have had it both ways. We could have had reduction in consumption and reduction in pollution. But that's not how the government works. They mess up everything they touch. It touches. Rich?
Well, that's what happens when you don't have accountability. And like you said earlier in the broadcast, in the beginning, about how they have to make up jobs to keep people from, going crazy.
Let me give you an example. So I have my favorite automobile happens to be a Spartan Mercedes-Benz straight-six diesel. It's supposed to get about 30 miles to the gallon. Mine gets 44 to 47 miles to the gallon on the highway. Now, why is that? Why is mine special? Because I improved the efficiency of the whole automobile. The driveline, the drag friction, every way you can look at it that I could improve, I did. And I got way more miles per gallon. And the automobile manufacturer, which happened to be Mercedes-Benz, could have done that too. They could have done a way better job than I did, because I had to start with what they already manufactured. Imagine if they started with a completely new design. Could have gotten 70 miles to the gallon, in my estimation. Back to you.
Yeah, and one last, ash has a lot of uses. Besides being fertilizer, if you will, and nutrition in the garden. Here in Montana, it is precious because during spring breakup, like we're in now, we're in a little bit of an Arctic front for a couple of days, but we've had a lot of melting. I put ash on the driveway ice to create traction for my vehicles, and it works phenomenal, as well as deteriorating.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Gwyneth tomorrow, Kyle Thursday, Greg and Bert Friday. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Folks, last words here because we're in our last couple minutes of the segment. You got to be aware of the mass formation psychosis. You got to be aware of the mind control, the fear, the hypnosis on the population. They're literally turning thinkers into followers. And even the Pentagon admitted all this for population control. All the divide and conquer strategies that we've mentioned, all the examples by the thousands of lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. When no one does their job, see, the number one, when you look at the polls, the number one concern of the American people right now with everything that's going on is the economy. Well, how can you fix the economy when you don't get a job based on merit, when nothing matters, qualifications don't matter, standards don't matter? How do you expect to fix an economy when people can't control their own destiny? I've talked about self-sufficiency and preparedness school, which would save millions of lives. But the elite with their phony benevolence don't want that because they don't want you to be informed. They don't want you to have a plan B. There is no one representing humanity at the highest levels in America right now. Remember, that's why I mentioned a lot of these clinical studies, like the MIT study. People believe the official study, the narrative, when they are more of a follower, less informed, when their ideology can be intellectually bent and lazy, when they come up with excuse behaviors, when they can justify and rationalize hate for tyrannical, for the people, instead of the tyrannical propaganda pushers that use terms like misinformation to pressure companies and governments and the public to obey with submissive conformity. We have to be aware of all this because I don't care what the poll is. If the people don't stand up and we're judged by hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, word of honor showing up on time, helping people, especially the pick factor, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. I mean, if you listen to this broadcast from all of you all around the world who are listening right now, and all we did was blow smoke up your keister, told you what you wanted to hear, so we could be liked and you could feel good, where would that take you? Do you really want to listen to that? We need to go back to basics right now, folks. The powers that be are trying to collapse everything from every angle because everything is corrupted. It's
legitimate. We have to go back to food, water, shelter, energy, building skill sets, being self-sufficient. We need to start thinking outside the box, but mostly we all need to start thinking for ourselves. We have to read, we have to research, we have to verify. That's why Vince and I always say, don't believe a word we say. You know, we try really hard that when we give opinions, which is mostly published in articles in the public domain that have been vetted for facts, do once in a while something get through that might not have been vetted correctly? Possibly. But we try to do our best to not give as many opinions. And if we give an opinion, it's based on our experiences, our lifestyle, and our proven results. So what we need to do right now, folks, is go back and relearn those old 19th century skills. I'm not saying you can't dovetail them with 21st century technology, because that's what I do here on my place. I have a solar array. It's 21st century technology, right? All we need to do is go back to basics. We have to start thinking again. And anything that comes from the propaganda pieces, especially the mainstream media, or anywhere from the powers that be, you cannot listen to them anymore. You're better off doing a 180 because they are literally inverting the truth to the opposite. It's just like that 1962 Yale study you heard me talk about. It's based on taking orders. If too many useful idiots think that somebody is a legitimate authority, even though they sold out, they've been blackmailed, they've been bribed, they've been threatened, they care about their own self-preservation and their own self-importance, and it's been proven. The conclusion is that useful idiots can't be counted on for human nature and brutality and inhumane treatment from the direction of a malevolent authority. In other words, people lose conscience when they get an order from a legitimate authority, even if you think they're not legitimate. We have to get away from groupthink. We have to think on our own. We have to be aware of Stockholm Syndrome, of cognitive dissonance. And the big thing that I see is we have to park our pride and ego and admit we were wrong. It's not a left-right paradigm. We have to realize we're at a point in history, it's the aristocracy wanting to control and conquer the serfs. Vince?
Well, we are doing something about it at USA Prepares. We are building a preparedness school. It's via the books we've written. There are courses that we are delineating. And we are dovetailing 19th century skills with 21st century technology. It's in our books.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.